every 2 years in Austin, Texas lawmakers get a chance, in my opinion, to do what's right, to move us in a direction toward, again, my opinion, we need vouchers, at least an incubator in the state of Texas. Perfect time to talk about something like this during National School Choice Week. Randon Steinhauser joining us on the Sergio Show. Randon, when we do this National School Choice Week every year, what would you say is the emphasis, or how much of an emphasis do we put on vouchers, not only on a Texas level, but on a national level? Because we have a little bit of competition right now with charters. Of course, we've always had private schools. But we need to empower the parents, and I think one of them would be vouchers. Get that money in the hands for the parents and let them choose where to send their kids. What would you say, Randon?
Absolutely. Well, National School Choice Week happens every year all across the country, and it really is a celebration of all forms of educational opportunity. Right here in Texas, you know, we at Young Americans for Liberty are actively pushing for a universal education savings account, which would allow parents to use those state allocated funds, their tax dollars, to choose the way that their child is educated. Maybe it's in a traditional private school, but maybe it's also doing some homeschool curriculum, online learning, tutoring, therapy. You know, if there's one thing that COVID taught us as it relates to our children, is we cannot have our schools shut down. Parents need to be empowered to choose the best learning environment for their children. And we see now that all across the state of Texas, there is a huge push by parents, more than anyone, to have that educational freedom to find the best fit for their child.
In a perfect world, Randon, describe for me, in your mind, in a perfect world, a perfect America, where parents have the choice and they get those resources and choose, describe for me the landscape in any city, Texas, as far as what would happen in the educational system, the academic outcome, the funding, what would happen in an ideal world? And I think we could start in Texas with an incubator, but we can talk about that here in a second. So describe for me what the ideal situation would be in your mind.
Sure. Well, I'll start with my own experience. You know, I'm the mother of four, including a set of identical twins. And so I can tell you firsthand that even identical twins learn differently. Every child learns differently. And we are now beholden to this system of a one-size-fits-all education delivery model that does not match the times that we are in and certainly doesn't allow a child's individual gifts to flourish or their individual challenges to be met. So I would say in an ideal world, every parent who, again, knows their child better than anyone would be able to hire or fire every single person that educates their children. They would decide the who, where, when, what, and how of their child's education. So for our family, that looks like a blended model. My children are on campus 2 days a week at a local private school. The other days, we're at home learning together. I also hire out private tutoring for my child who's struggling in reading or math. We have a co-op with other homeschool families, 25 families from our local area, where we come together and pool our resources and teach different lessons each week, usually outside in nature, allowing our children to run around and enjoy the beauty around them. So, you know, I think more than anything, we want an opportunity for children to love learning and not be beholden to a government-run system that is leaving them behind.
From Young Americans for Liberty, Randon Steinhauser, we're talking about the annual National School Choice Week. We're looking at the different choices, the different options available for parents right now, and where we could go if we were courageous enough to truly inject liberty into the educational process in our country. Your family is a great sample, I think, Randon, with your kiddos. You belong to a cluster of homeschoolers, got private school, but can you just imagine the benefits of the change in the educational landscape where you got real competition for those educational dollars? Everybody needs to ship shape from traditional schools to charter schools to private schools to home schools. Everybody is fighting for those dollars. They're coming in. I think salaries would go up. I think tutor contractor salaries would go up. I think an emphasis, re-emphasizing academics, de-emphasizing all the wasted potential and kids wasting time with multiple clubs and not taking care of their education. I think all of that would improve. But now that lawmakers are meeting in Austin, what do you expect from this crowd, from this clan this year? I've been calling for the longest time, try vouchers at least in an incubator. Take one region. Take Metro Midland Odessa. Just try vouchers with them. But in a so-called conservative state of Texas, we've never been conservative enough to try liberty. What do you expect from this law, from this group of lawmakers in Austin?
Yeah, let me briefly just touch on what you mentioned about educators and salaries going up. So I would argue right now we do not need to incubate. We need to go big because we have seen years of data across the country where we have these private school choice programs. We're actually moving beyond a voucher at this point. We're no longer talking about just, you know, tax dollars going to a private school. We have seen through an education savings account, which again allows a parent to use their dollar in multiple ways, whether that's tutoring, therapy, et cetera. What we've seen, and one of the most exciting things, is that the marketplace has responded with education entrepreneurs. So maybe those teachers who love their profession but feel really bogged down in the government-run system, guess what they're doing? They are going out and starting their own micro schools. They're starting their own programming, their own tutoring companies. Good. And so I would say, while I love, you know, your enthusiasm to just get something done, the time has come. Other states have done it. Arizona has universal ESAs. Florida is on the cusp of it. Iowa just passed the Senate and the House yesterday, a universal education savings account. It is time for Texas to keep up with the rest of the nation and empower every single parent to do what's best for their child. Government funded does not have to mean government run. We've seen it across the country. We see the marketplace responding. And quite frankly, we see the academic outcomes and the happiness of these children increasing more than anything. And so I would say now is the time. We're hopeful, but we have to put pressure on lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Make the phone calls. Show up in Austin. Have your voices heard for universal school choice.
Yeah. I say incubate because I know that this group doesn't have the courage to go full throttle in the state of Texas. Oh, well, it worked over there. It may not work for the state of Texas. Okay, Vato, then try one market, and you'll get all the state data that you need over the next 24 months before the next legislative session. But either way, you know, it's not the Democrats you have to worry about. It's the unions who own the Republican lawmakers in West Texas, Piney Woods of East Texas, where the school district is usually the biggest employer for some of these state representatives, and they're beholden, again, to the unions and to the school districts, and they don't want to rock the boat because that's where they get their political support. We've got a lot to overcome in the state of Texas. I just want to get your final thoughts, Randon.
Yeah, you know, I would say for those families in the Valley, I want them to remember what it felt like when the schools shut down, when they had mask mandates, when they're talking about vaccine mandates. They are trying to control our children. And the only way that we can reclaim that freedom is through educational savings accounts. We want your family to be able to go to the very best school or the very best learning environment for your child. It is the time. It's far beyond, you know, the opportunity is here. We have the chance to empower families with educational freedom, and we certainly hope that that happens. And I really appreciate you having me on this morning.
You bet. Thanks for the call, Randy. Keep in touch. We wish you the best in your efforts to truly inject liberty into the educational process from Young Americans for Liberty, and again, marking National School Choice Week, is Randon Steinhauser.